Today is December 29th, 2018, and my name is Gina Mercer. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Pamela Janet Lane Peppers, a Golden Soror, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Beta Omega Chapter here in Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden means Pamela Peppers has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. Sorry, Pam, let's begin with you telling us something about you. Let's begin with, where and when were you born?
Thank you, Soror Gina. I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, General Hospital number 1, in 1948. At that particular time, I know that I had a sister there. She was my older sister, and I have no brothers. My sister and I were very sad that Mom and Dad didn't keep having children, but they said I was enough. As we were living on Prospect, I remember my address, 2322 Prospect, from that many years ago. Wow, good memory I have, huh? One of the things that I do remember was going to Booker T. Washington School. I only went there 1 year, and then we moved a little closer into the city, and I ended up going to D.A. Holmes Elementary School. I enjoyed growing up in Kansas City, Missouri, and I have and still have a lot of friends here in the city.
What college did you attend?
I attended Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. My sister went to Lincoln University first, and she is 4 years older than I, and I followed suit and went to Lincoln University after she graduated from there. And I enjoyed it so very much. While at Lincoln University, I found out that there were a lot of Kansas City and St. Louis people there. And I met a lot of new friends. Evelyn Head, Terry Pitts, those were my roommates. And to this day, we are still friends. And they live in St. Louis, Missouri. Evelyn ended up being my roommate. She, too, became a great member of our sorority. Terry did not, but that's okay. We are still friends. Rosemary White Darden, she also attended LU, and she got married when she was down at Lincoln University. We found out that there were a lot of friends there, friendships that we have, and friendships that will never be broken. Rosemary White Darden is also a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and she became a member the same year that I did.
Sir Pam, what did you major at Lincoln University, and when did you graduate?
I majored in elementary education, and I had the best teacher, Carolyn Banner. She was an excellent teacher. I'm so glad that I had an opportunity to be under her tutelage. She was involved in making sure that everything was done straight down the line. I enjoyed elementary education, and I did have a minor also, and I minored in home economics. I enjoyed sewing, I enjoyed cooking, and we had some excellent teachers there, our instructors there at Lincoln University. I remember making one of my outfits during the year that I was about to graduate, and during that particular time, I made an outfit with stripes on it. And my teacher made me make sure that I had each stripe matching as I sewed down the seams. Those were the kind of teachers that really made us do everything as we needed to do it in order to know. And now I can sew. Now I can cook, which I love doing, and now I am able to teach children, and I ended up becoming and administrator in the Hickman Mills School District, but I started out in Kansas City, Missouri School District. I enjoyed working at Central Computers Unlimited High School, and I was the curriculum coordinator there at Central. Never thought I'd ever leave there, but I had so many good experiences while at Central High School and moving on to Hickman Mills in the Hickman Mills District.
What do you remember most about your graduation from Lincoln University?
One of the things that I remembered during the graduation period, we had an opportunity after graduation to gather together with sorors from all over the country, and we sang our national anthem at that time. And it was a happy moment for me, but it was also a sad moment for me because I had a lot of friends that I was leaving back who would graduate next year. Evelyn Head White was one of them. But one of the things that I enjoyed was being able to gather together with all of the sorors and sing our national anthem, look them in the eye, and know that we will always be sisters.
You have 50 years of great memories. Do you ever think back on what led you to Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I know exactly what led me to Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. It was Toni Collins. Toni Collins, she was one of our sorors, a very smart young lady, and I've lost track of Toni. I'd like to catch up with her someday. But she said, all you do is study, study, study. I spent my time at Lincoln U in my first semester, first year, staying in my room and studying, and I ended up on the dean's list. I was very happy about that. But I told her, I've got to make my mom and dad and sister proud of me because I want to do well while I'm here at Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. So as I studied, Toni said, come and go with us. Come and go with us here. Come and go with us there. And she pulled me away from so much studying, and I had an opportunity to learn about Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. She was one of our top students there at the school, and she said, you'll be a good candidate. You will be a good person to be involved in our sorority. I said, well, do you think so? She said, yes. And so I did at that particular time. I called my mom, called my dad, called my sister, and asked them, do you think we'll have enough money? Because, of course, money is always involved in things of this sort. And they said, yes. We think that we will be able to get some money to you so you will have an opportunity to be involved. I'd like to also share that my mother, Rosemary Strong Lane, and my father, Leroy Lane, and sister, Patricia Lane Washington, they came down to Lincoln U. I don't think my father came with them, but my sister and my mother did. And I told them I needed a dress. I would need a particular dress for some of the activities that were going on. And my mother was also a seamstress, and her father was a tailor. So she brought a dress she had made for me. And guess what? It was red. And I could not wear that dress. And I felt so bad telling Mother, Mother, I can't wear this dress because it's the wrong color. Because as we know, the colors for Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated are pink and green. So she understood, and we were able to purchase a dress that I could wear for a particular activity that we had. So that was a memorable time for me. And she and my sister came down, and they enjoyed us going to a church service together. She would see us going to a church service at that time. We had six ladies who were involved in the sorority at that particular time, who were not AKAs, but they were wanting to become AKAs. And at that time, we used the word pledging, but we don't use that word now. But at that particular time, we enjoyed ourselves together, and the sorors that were helping us become members, they were very helpful in helping us learn our material and stay together as one. And one of the things that I remember them telling us is that you must be sure that you are staying together as one, your sisters, and you are doing things for each other. And that stuck in my head for many, many years, as it does now, as I see some of our sisters struggling or going through the times of losing parents and things of that sort. I try to call them and let them know, I'm here for you. Let me know if you need something, because you may now call me Mama Peppers.
Very good, Sir Peppers. While on the undergraduate level as well as the graduate level, what offices or titles have you held with the sorority?
On the undergraduate level, we had one of our sorors, Vivian Ione Jones, who led us along the way as knowing what to do, how we should move through the sorority. When I was on the undergraduate level, I became what at that particular time called Dean of Pledges. We don't use that term now, but that was what I was at that particular time. It was a very interesting time for me because I also was going through my student teaching. And so I would take the bus and ride back and forth. I had to be back at school when I got to kindergarten. I was doing my student teaching, and I had a person that worked along with me, which was Martha Gray. And I did my student teaching with kindergartners. I had to leave on Friday. I had to come back on the weekend to Lincoln University because I was the person that was in charge of many little persons that wanted to be Alpha Kappa Alpha women. So that was exciting to me. And one of our persons that was attempting to be a soror, her name was Vida Ellis. I lost my key one day to my dorm room, and Vida found my key. She never returned it to me until after we were through and they became Alpha Kappa Alpha women. And she laughed about that. And to this day, I can remember Vida holding on to my key and holding on to that and not giving it back to me until they had actually become sorors. So those were some of the exciting times that we had. But the thing that I also remember were our ivy plants that we had, and I enjoyed that. And I have a granddaughter that is named Ivy Rose. And at this particular time, I have an ivy plant in my home. And every summer, I pull my ivy plant outside, and I put an ivy and a rose together for Ivy Rose. She just happens to have her first name of Ivy, named after her grandfather.
I'm sorry, Pam, when did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I became a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority in 1968. That was the year that I was able to say officially, I am an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. During the time when I graduated in 1970 from Lincoln University, I had an opportunity to move right into the next level of my livelihood in AKA, and that was to join up with Beta Omega. And I remember Dolores Gines being one of the persons that was very helpful to me. And as I looked for a job, trying to find out where will I work when I come to Kansas City, Dolores was very helpful, and she would pick me up every day in the summer and take me to work with her at Lincoln High School. And I worked as a para that particular summer. And I was just so happy to have a job, I didn't know what to do. But I will never forget Dolores Gines picking me up every day, taking me home every day to work. And then during the next year, I had been hired as a teacher at Mary Harmon Weeks Elementary School. And my sister and I, my sister Patricia Washington, we taught first grade together. And I then also had an opportunity to meet other persons that were Alpha Kappa Alpha women, and we were able to join together and have a lovely time at that particular setting. While in the chapter of Beta Omega, I did serve as Hodigus in the chapter, and at the present time, I am the chairperson for the Health Committee. I worked with membership. The membership committee. I also have been involved in working with Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and Deb Ball serving on many of the committees. And the one that I enjoyed so much with the Deb Ball was the fashion show, where we had people come in, and we had the fashion show where the some of the sororists and some of the young ladies who were debutantes, they were able to model various items there. So that was an exciting time, and I've always enjoyed working with the Deb Ball, and that's been one of my favorite areas during my graduate time.
How has Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority impact your life now?
Well, one of the things that I remember and I won't ever forget is I had an opportunity to have a daughter, Patricia Kenyetta Peppers, Tolls now, and she always knew that she wanted to be an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. And so when she was a little girl, she was always running around saying that she wanted to be an AKA. She was Little Miss AKA. Elizabeth Matthews used to babysit for her a lot. And she would say, okay, Little Miss AKA, come on over and babysit for us. I'm going to babysit for you. And she would come over, and of course they would do a lot of songs and things of that sort. But the way that it impacted my life so much was that Patricia, she decided that she wanted to become an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. And so she ended up going through many of the same processes that I did. And she says she's not too far away from becoming a Silver Star. And so she was just happy about that. It impacted my life also by working with young people in various school settings. I'm always looking to see who might want to be a debutante. I'm always looking for someone that might need a scholarship. And so I believe a lot in scholarships, and I'm on the scholarship committee, and I have had an opportunity to reach out within my church, within my community, and pull young women and young men in so that they could become a member of the scholarship. They could become a person to receive a scholarship. One of the persons that I remember so well is Regina Tony. And Regina Tony had a daughter named Botswana Tony. And Botswana is now down in Columbia, Missouri. And she was in charge of the membership committee there. And I was told that they had a number of young women to become Alpha Kappa Alpha women in Columbia. But Botswana was one of the persons that I pulled in to become a member and get a scholarship for the when we had our planning committee for the debutantes. I think Botswana ended up being a top winner as far as the debutante ball was concerned because of her scholarship being so very high. And I will never forget Botswana. And to this day, she still sends Christmas cards of her children who are now almost teenagers. And so Botswana Tony was one of the persons that stands out in my mind. And her mother, Regina Tony, she is also a member of our sorority. So it seems like the thread has just been woven from one person to the next person to the next person. But the main thing that I enjoy is scholarship, bringing young people in and helping them go to school. We'd like for them to go to an HBCU if possible, but if not, go to school. And if not, go away somewhere. Get your information so that you can become a manager, so that you can become a person that has a degree. You need to be sure that you are involved in something where you can become a citizen, a good citizen of our world.
You have named several influential Alpha Kappa Alpha women, such as you mentioned, Regina Tony and her daughter, as well as Elizabeth Matthews and Dolores Gines, who later became the 19th regional director of the Midwestern region. Yes. Of Alpha Kappa Alpha. So with that in mind, how would you like others to remember your service of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Well, one of the things that I would like for the sorority and people to remember is that a young lady named Dorothy Newman soror Dorothy Newman, who has passed on, since passed on, the late Dorothy Newman. She was involved in pulling me in to work with a group where we were going to schools and tutoring and working with children. And she said, come on, soror Pam, you can come and get involved in this committee, and we'll go to the various schools, and we will see if we can get the children on level as it relates to reading. I think it was reading, not so much math, but reading. And so I met at Dorothy's house. We would meet many times, and we would work with children. I would like to be remembered as someone who loves working with children, who loves seeing them. People that say this child cannot succeed, showing them, yes, this child can succeed, but it has to be at that particular time. Everyone doesn't succeed in education at the same exact time. One of the things that my husband and I did, we had two young men whose parents were not able to take them into their home, and grandmother was dying of cancer. And so one of the things that we did, we had them in as foster children, Edward and Stephen, and we ended up raising and working with them as they were 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. And we added them to our family of two, and so we had four children in our home at one time. So one of the things that I'd like to be remembered is I can lend a hand to a child who is in need.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I know that you've been in attendance at many of our conferences. So at this time, if you could, share with us what is that one big memorable story that you have.
At our conferences? Yes. Last year, I was a golden, well, this year, 2018, we're still in 2018. Yes, we are. I am a golden soror. So to me, it was exciting to see all the golden sorors come together, and I was able to meet and reintroduce myself to other sorors who were golden and some who were silver. And the time that we gathered together and we were given our crowns to wear, and we were given prize gifts of all types from other sorors. It was exciting for me to be able to be involved in that particular activity. And one of the sorors that I remember that was so kind to me was soror Sandra, the late soror Sandra Elise McDonald. And she was there with the other sorors, and it was just a memorable time to see everybody coming together. And I was just on another high. I was so excited. My daughter had purchased a shirt for me that said Golden Soror. I'd gotten some pink and green boots to wear for the night that we were to be involved in wearing our Western wear. I was just excited as could be, and I think that was the most memorable regional conference that I have ever been to. And I was excited to be there, and I was glad that I was involved in becoming a Golden Soror in 2018.
That is so excellent. As a member of 40 years, I look forward to my golden years.
Great.
But with that in mind, we have several who are just coming into knowing this great sorority and proudly wearing our historical letters. What advice do you have for sorors starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated?
One of the things that I found that was helpful to me when I first started out, I became involved in different committees. And working in those small committees, I had an opportunity to learn some of the sorors who remember now. I met at your house, and we made this, and we made that. But we got a chance to get together with small committees. And I think if the newer sorors can join some of the smaller committees, they can get together with people that they may not know. One of the things that one of the sorors has done, Soror Edwards, she's adopted me as her other mother. And she's come to my house, and she's picked up some items that we have needed for our health committee. And so I have a lot of the newer sorors that decided to be on the health committee, and many of them are involved in the health as far as their job is concerned. They're nurses. I have even a doctor on the committee. And so I encourage them to get involved with a small committee so you can meet with those particular persons, learn who they are, and you can gather together and have a lifetime friendship forever.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you would like to share with us?
I am glad that I have become a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, because it's nothing like our sorority, it's nothing like our sisterhood, and being able to know that I can depend on many of these sorors or these sisters to come help me when needed, and I too can be involved in helping them when needed. So one of the things that I enjoy also are our meetings. I enjoy once a month meeting with the sorors, and I enjoy sitting with my daughter and Patricia Kenyatta, and I enjoy seeing some of the activities that we have. I know that we have, in years past, we didn't have the health committee and some of those special committees that I could remember. But now that I am involved in, with the executive board, I've enjoyed working with that particular activity. Another one of the activities that I learned a lot from was we had an opportunity to elect officers. And I said, oh, how am I going to be involved in this? And I was elected as the chairman of that particular committee. And so I said, what will I do? How will I do this? But our bacillus, Sarah Sharnissa Holiday Scott, she was a lifesaver. She sent me all the material that I needed via email. And so I was able to use her material that was sent in order to set up the voting that needed to take place each time. And I was a little nervous, and she could tell it, and she would get up there and she'd start talking, and then I felt much more comfortable in being the chairperson of that particular committee. But each time it came around, I wanted to make sure that I had everything the way that it was supposed to be, so I would be able to have sorors vote for the particular officers.
Thank you, Sor Pamela Janet Lane Peppers, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Beta Omega Chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated Oral History Project, dated this date, December 29th, 2018, here at the Midwestern Genealogy Center here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Sarah Gina. I appreciate you as my interviewer.